surgical hub certainly will help in terms of reducing waiting lists and taking the pressure off the hospital. But, you know, this is the start, and we do need to keep the pressure on to ensure that we have the services that we need, because Sligo University Hospital is a level 3.5. It operates at a very high level, and we have excellent medical team, nursing team, healthcare professional teams there, and we just need better infrastructure for them to and more beds. So good news today, though, really good news.
I'm sure after what can be described perhaps as a turbulent few months as it relates to this issue, that attentions may now turn to how quickly this project can get off the ground and be completed and delivered for the North West.
Yeah, and that's a really important issue, and that was discussed today with Tony Kavanagh and the estate team, and they do believe, because there's a pre-design for these surgical hubs where they're already pre-designed, so it doesn't go through the same type of design phase, and they do believe Galway, where the hub has started, the build has started, they said it should be ready to operate within 2 years. So if we can get the planning permission and get it moved on, we should see it up and running within 2 years. So that's good news, and it's about getting on with that, and they're quite confident that that's what they're going to be able to do, and maybe even use the contractors that are already being used in Galway, that are already being contracted there, as that's been very successful. But that's all yet to, I'll be keeping a close eye on that, and hoping that project, that building project, will progress at pace.